Boom, and we live. Welcome to the Amateur Opinions Fantasy Show. It's your host, Easy. Second week, I'm by myself again this week, guys. Glenn, once again, having some scheduling issues. So I'm going to take you through our picks, what I think you guys should be doing this week. Just before I get into that, I thought it would be interesting to go through what happened last week, what I got wrong, what I got right. So I think I'll start with the things that I got right. I was right about James Ward-Prowse. He was one of the players that I mentioned that people should look into. He managed to get an assist from a corner. So last week we did speak about how he's a little bit of a dead piece specialist. So that worked out well. Last week we spoke about Spurs defenders, Sergio Reguilón. He got a clean sheet, as expected. Arsenal not getting in anything against Tottenham. So, yeah, that was another thing that we got right. We also spoke about Chelsea defenders. They didn't keep a clean sheet, but Zuma did manage to bring some returns. So that was kind of hit and miss. Yeah, let's talk about things that went wrong. I thought Jota would start. So I thought he'd be a good replacement for Jack Grealish. And he ended up not starting. So I think if you had sold Jack because of the COVID outbreak and brought in Jota, you might have been a little bit disappointed there. Cool. I'm just checking my notes here to see if there's anything else that we spoke about. We spoke about Vardy. I did say that I didn't like Harry Kane. I ended up keeping him. So I got that one wrong. I said I prefer Harry Kane to Vardy. I said I prefer Vardy to Harry Kane. Harry Kane actually had the better week. But Vardy still managed to get quite a dramatic goal last week. So that was good for him. Calvert-Lewin brought returns as always. I said we should watch Welbeck. He seemed to be in the mix and getting things done. But I still think one to watch. Cavani didn't end up doing much either. So I don't know if he'll be back this week. So I think I did say he's one to watch, but I think we need to park the brakes on him. He didn't play midweek against Red Bull. So yeah, that's just small review of last week. I just thought it would be something fun to do. Look at what we said last week and what actually paid off. I did say Mahrez. I thought Mahrez would bring in returns, but he played really well. So I still think Mahrez is a good option going into this week. I said Son is an option. I preferred City players, but I did say Son was an option, and he ended up doing well. Last week, we did say KDB was an option. He ended up doing well. He got an assist, I think, and a goal as well. So, yeah, I think this is something I'll be doing on the regular, just sort of comparing what we got right, what we got wrong. But without further ado, let's get into this week. So this is a weird week as far as defenders are concerned. I don't like too many defenders this week. I don't think it's a good week to be bringing in defenders because there's not many games that I'm looking at this week where I'm saying that's a clear-cut, clean sheet, you know? So unless you're doing it for a long-term solution, maybe. But in the short term, I'm not thinking about defenders for game week 12. But there is one exception. I do like Tottenham. So Tottenham are away at Crystal Palace. Tottenham on form. Mourinho seems to have them quite tight at the back. So Sergio Reguilón continues to remain an option for me, the number one to bring in. I did say we should bring him in last week. I think this is another good week for him. He's playing Crystal Palace away, who caught a hiding last week. I believe Crystal Palace, they caught quite a beating. Let's see. I'm just trying to see if Crystal Palace... Oh, did they actually not play last week? No, they did. They actually won 5-1. Sorry, I'm getting them confused with West Brom. Crystal Palace actually won. I was thinking of West Brom. So Crystal Palace won 5-1. They're playing at Spurs. I still like Mourinho and his men. I still like Mourinho's men. Crystal Palace could have a goal in them. If you have a Spurs defender, great. But if you are going to buy a defender this week, this is the guy I think you should bring in, Sergio Reguilón. I think also just long-term, he'll be good. And he's priced quite decently. He's at 5.7 right now. So definitely a good one to check out. if we're just looking at who they play next week, they play Liverpool next week, so you might not get any returns from him there. But yeah, you never know with Mourinho. You never know with Mourinho. They play Leicester after that, and I think after that his fixtures, and then he actually plays Wolves. So his next 3 weeks are pretty tough. His next 3 weeks are pretty tough. But after that, it starts to calm down, and then he plays Fulham. So long term, again, he may not be a good option, at least for the next month. But if you want to bring him in for this week, like I said, if you do want to bring in a defender, he's the guy to bring in. But personally, I don't think this is a week to be bringing in defenders. Let's talk about the two Liverpool fullbacks. Trent was back in the side last week. He played. He looked quite good. Robertson's another option. If you have these two guys, I don't see why you should get rid of them this week. I would say hold on to them for sure. Definitely think you can hold on to them. They're playing Fulham. They're most likely to get a clean sheet. But given their price point, I think they're a little bit expensive to bring in this week. I think how many people have defenders that cost 7 million plus? And then you're going to have to shuffle pieces around. So you're probably looking at taking a hit to bring them in. If you really want to bring them in, I'd recommend maybe just holding on and waiting till a game where you have two transfers that you can do. As much as it's a great opportunity against Fulham, they'll probably get a clean sheet. But is it worth the hit? I don't know. I really don't know. But if you do have an appetite for them, those are the other two outside of Reguilon that I would bring in. Okay, then we have... I'm going to stick on defenders here. We have Chelsea at Everton. It's one of those games that I really can't call. I think Chelsea will win, but do they keep a clean sheet? I'm not sure. I'm really not sure. So if you are going to bring in a Chelsea defender, also an option. Zuma got a goal last week. He's always a threat in the air. It could be a tight game. Ancelotti keeping it tight. So perhaps Zuma's an option. I have him. I'm going to keep him in my squad. But I wouldn't recommend that this is the move that you make going into this week. Another option with defenders. And I know I keep saying don't bring them in. But I'm just giving people options if they really feel like they want to look for a defender. James Justin for Leicester. They're playing against Brighton. Leicester, I haven't trusted them at the back. They conceded against Fulham. They conceded against Sheffield. Who knows when that trend will end? So maybe Leicester's one of those weeks where you should watch them. But James Justin probably offers the best value and likelihood to bring returns for them. So if that's someone you're looking at, I don't see why not. He could be a very good option. Cool. Southampton, as far as defenders are concerned, Southampton are playing, and I just got to double check. Sorry, guys, there's so many fixtures here. They're playing Sheffield. So Southampton are playing Sheffield. Sheffield are one of those sides that are not looking great, but they actually tend to get quite a few goals. I've been looking, and they'll lose, but they're getting the odd goal in there. So will Southampton keep a clean sheet? I think Southampton will win, but will they keep a clean sheet? I don't know. But if you are looking for a clean sheet and you do want to bring someone in defense, you could look at Southampton, another good option. The guys that stood out for me, so Vestergaard, he's a centre-back, comes in at a decent price. The man is tall. He's a threat going forward. So, yeah. Another one is Walker Peters. He actually won a penalty last week, if I'm not mistaken. So that's another one that you could look at. But go check their defenders out and see if it's a risk that you want to take. I just can't guarantee that they'll keep a clean sheet at a struggling Sheffield side. Well, against a struggling Sheffield side. But if that's what you want, I would probably recommend them. So just to sum up with my defenders, I'm going to say a Southampton defender being my least favorite. I think the best of bad options, but I'm going to go Southampton defender. Then I'm going to go Liverpool with Trent or Robertson. But my number one is Sergio Reguilon. Those, I think, is where you might get some returns as far as defenders go from a clean sheet perspective. But again, I don't know if this is the week to be bringing in defenders. Let's move on to midfielders. So Ziyech is out. He's out this week. He picked up an injury. So that means that Pulisic will actually be taking his place. Deuce himself told me that he thinks Pulisic is his pick for the week. Me personally, I don't know. I'm going to wait and see. I'm personally not making any moves with my midfield. I'm pretty happy with my midfield. So I'm going to sit tight. I'm going to sit tight there. But Pulisic, he's a good one. You know, they're playing Everton, who aren't in the best of form. So Chelsea will have to get goals from somewhere. Pulisic is a great option. You can always look at the likes of Mason Mount if you feel he'll have a good week. But personally, I think with Chelsea forwards, I just haven't seen enough consistency to be like, that's the guy. They all seem to be doing well in turns, and one week it's Werner and another week it's another player. So I do fancy them to score. I just don't know who I can trust to bring me points week in, week out, the way I can maybe trust a Bruno Fernandes or a Mohamed Salah. But like I said, Glenn thinks Pulisic is the guy. So if you fancy him, if you have Ziyech and you want to do a straight swap, maybe you bring in Pulisic. Jack Grealish is back. Jack Grealish is back this week. So if you maybe have Ziyech and you're looking for replacements, Jack Grealish is an option if you didn't have both already. Jota is also a doubt for Liverpool. So last week I said Jota in, Jack Grealish out. This week I'm recommending the opposite. So I would think that if you do have Jota, Jack Grealish could be a good straight swap. It's going to be slightly more expensive, but definitely a good swap. If we just look at Villa's, they're playing Wolves. It's going to be an interesting game. It's going to be a very interesting game. It's one of those where I can see Wolves keeping a clean sheet, but after last week, I don't know. And Villa have been looking good. So Jack Grealish has been on fire. This is probably a good week to bring him in. So Pulisic, as far as Deuce is concerned, I think my first recommendation from a midfield option is Jack Grealish. And I think Jack is also a good long-term option given his price. All right. Now, we have Liverpool, and Liverpool are playing Fulham. So we touched a bit on this game, and I recommended that you maybe bring in Robertson or Trent. But I think this game makes Salah, this game makes Salah and Mane good, strong captain options. Fulham have been, it's been ups and downs, been tough. Tough return to the Premier League for them. I like Salah, I like Mane. Salah got great returns last week. Salah was involved in a goal midweek. I think it was their own goal, the Champions League goal that they conceded, that they got Liverpool. But Salah was involved. It was a very early goal. I don't know what to say about Salah. He's just been so consistent this entire season that it's hard to ignore him. He's a strong captain choice for me. If you want to save money, but as Glenn loves to say on the show, Salah's the guy taking penalties. And I think that just tips him over the edge and makes me prefer him to Sadio Mane. Right. Now, big game of the weekend. Big, big game for the weekend. We have, and this is actually why I didn't talk about Man City defenders, because they're a great option. But we have Man City and United. We have the Manchester Derby this week. We have United at home. And our home form has not been great in the league. So I'm biased and United fan. But this is one of those games where I actually really like the Manchester City midfielders. United's defense is all over the show. If you watch the Red Bull game, it was atrocious. From Wan-Bissaka to Maguire to Lindelof, Alex Telles didn't look like the real deal either. Shaky, really shaky at the back. So I really like City's defense here. I mean City's attack, in particular the midfield. I brought in Mahrez last week. I'm gonna keep him. But if I had to recommend, I'd say De Bruyne or Sterling. They are a little bit expensive, so it's gonna mean you have to do a little bit of shuffling around. It's gonna be tough. I mean, if you have Salah in your team and then you want De Bruyne or Sterling, I couldn't make it happen because I have Bruno Fernandes. But those two are good options, De Bruyne and Sterling. There's always goals in the Manchester derby. I don't remember the last time that there was a clean sheet. It's always tends to be high scoring. Although I do think United won. I'll have to double check. That's deep in the archives. I don't have that on hand. Sorry, guys. But there tends to be goals in this game. And United are not looking good. City are on the ascendance. I'm leaning towards De Bruyne and Sterling. And if you want to save money like myself, Riyad Mahrez. So Riyad Mahrez is in my team against United this week. Bruno Fernandes, I'm keeping him because, like I said, there tends to be goals in this fixture, and if anyone's going to be involved in a goal, I like Bruno. I do like Bruno. Will he get points this week? Maybe not, but long term, I think he's such a good solution. I don't think it makes sense to sell him for one tough fixture. And he plays Sheffield next week, just on the point of Bruno Fernandes, just further reason not to sell him. United are playing Sheffield next week. So keep him in your side because I think definitely could bring some returns, not only next week, but for the rest of the season. And you never know with United. I mean, we're so inconsistent that we could see an upset against City and he's involved. So definitely keep him in if you have him. If you don't have him, I don't think this is the week to buy him. Maybe wait until next week when United play Sheffield. A bit less of a risk. If you are bringing in someone, I would say that De Bruyne or Sterling, those are good options. Son, another one. So if we look at Spurs playing Crystal Palace, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah, so Spurs, Crystal Palace. So many fixtures. Spurs, Crystal Palace. I like Son. He played well last week. He's on form. He tends to be on and off. So I have a feeling it's going to be a dip and then he's going to be on fire again next week. But not a bad option. I'm not mad at someone for bringing in Son. I personally have Harry Kane, so I'm going to pass on Son. Wants to watch James Ward-Prowse. I think James Ward-Prowse is a good budget option. He takes corners, good set pieces. He finds himself involved for Southampton. So as a budget option, I like him. Another one to watch out is Pedro Neto. I spoke about him last week. I watched him against Liverpool. Even though they got hammered, I did like what I saw from him. And with Jimenez still out, he might be an outlet for Wolves, who are playing Villa. And I can see Wolves getting a goal. So if you do want to invest in the Wolves attack, Pedro Neto is the guy to look at. But I would still say let's watch him and see how he does. Cool. Let's go to forwards. I think forwards is always the easiest ones because you tend to find a little bit of consistency here. So last week I said I didn't like Bamford. He proved me wrong and he got a goal. He's playing Newcastle this week. And that's going to be interesting. That will definitely be interesting because... No, he's actually playing West Ham. He's playing West Ham, forgive me. So, yeah, Leeds are playing West Ham. And last week they played Chelsea. So I didn't like Bamford. That was actually one of the things that I got wrong. I said I don't like Bamford. He managed to bring returns. So, yeah. Against West Ham, you never know. Leeds-West Ham is just one of those games so hard to call. But if Leeds are going to get a result, I can see Bamford being involved. So I like Bamford this week. I like Harry Kane. I really do. I actually like Harry Kane as a long-term option. He's in my team. I see him being in my team throughout the season. I know some people prefer Vardy. Again, I'm not going to knock that. Got a dramatic goal. It's one of those of who do you prefer. You might be switching it week by week based on preference. But I think this week I actually like Harry Kane. So like I said, Spurs playing Crystal Palace. I like that. If we look at Vardy, Leicester playing Brighton. Interesting game. Brighton not so good at the back. So this is one of those where if you have Vardy or Kane, keep them. I can't tell you which one of the two is gonna do better, but one of them will. So I leave that up to you guys to decide. Calvert-Lewin. Everton are in a little bit of a rough patch, but in 11 game weeks, Calvert-Lewin has brought returns in about 9 of those game weeks. I just don't see enough evidence to not have him in a side right now. So he remains in my team. We then have Newcastle. So Newcastle this week are playing West Brom. West Brom caught a hiding last week. They caught five last week. I'm just going to confirm, double check that. But they caught five last week. Could be a good game for Wilson. So if you have Wilson, good week to keep him. I wouldn't get rid of him. Would I go and get him? I mean, if you're trying to save money, maybe if you have two substitutions and you're trying to save, he might be the guy. But I don't know if I'd bring him in. But he might bring returns. He really could. So I do like Callum Wilson this week. And yeah, I think that's it as far as forwards go. So Bamford, Harry Kane, Vardy, Calvert-Lewin are the guys that I like, as well as Callum Wilson. I also like Callum Wilson. Jesus, Gabriel Jesus, he hasn't done much this season. But again, I like City's chances against Manchester. So if you're feeling really, really risky, he might be one to look at. But I'm not convinced. It's not a move that I'll be making personally. So let's wrap this up with captains. Let's see. Last week I said Bruno Fernandes. I liked Bruno Fernandes. Almost shot me in the foot because Bruno only played 45 minutes, but he still brought me returns. I think that's just testament to why he's always a strong captain option. So Bruno's actually my least favorite option this week. So I'm going to go from my least favorite to my favorite options as far as captains. But Bruno Fernandes, you never know. United could get something against City. You never know which United you're going to get. You could get the United that got a result against PSG. You just don't know. So Bruno's in there. Sterling, De Bruyne. I like Sterling or De Bruyne. I put Sterling / De Bruyne because I doubt many of you have both. But if you do, I wouldn't want to be in your shoes because I wouldn't know who to choose between those two. But I'm going to lump them together and say Sterling and De Bruyne are an option. Son and Kane, again, I like Spurs. Those are the two that make Tottenham tick. Very dangerous. Both make very intelligent runs and both are clinical in front of goal. So Son, Kane, again, I doubt most people have both. I only have Kane. You might have Son. You might have both. If you have both, you have a decision to make. But my second favorite option is either Son or Harry Kane. The last recommendation and my favorite option is Salah. So I like Salah. He's away at Fulham. Away games are always tough, but if Liverpool are going to grind, you know that Salah's going to be involved. He was involved midweek. He was involved against Wolves. He's just so consistent. I can't see any other reason to make anyone else captain. So yeah, guys, that's what I think. Let me know, hit us up on our socials. Let us know what you guys think, what you would have done. And good luck, guys. Have a good game week. I know that as of recording right now, it's 10 to 6 local time here, and the deadline closes at around 8:30. So hopefully we haven't left it too late. Go make your changes, guys, and I'll see you guys next week. Peace. Oh, yeah, and I almost forgot. These are amateur opinions. If you like them, you can take them. If you don't, you can leave them.